Hey you, yeah you, come join our Discord. The Mixing Music Discord server is filled with tons of awesome information and people. People that can help you out and information that can help you grow your business and to help you improve your mixes. So come join us and find the invitation link at mixingmusicpodcast.com.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
One, two, three.
Hello, you are listening to Mixing Music with DK. I am your host, DK, and I am so excited about this episode because I want to tell you my opinion on gear. All of you gear sluts out there, I can smell you. Oh my goodness, all of us are gear sluts. We just love gear and we love equipment, and half the reason why we even do what we do is because we think we look really cool with gear, which is true. It does look cool, and there's a value in that, all right? Today I want to talk about gear, maybe a little bit about recording gear, but I'm going to try to keep it specifically within mixing. I had a professor in school. I went to school for audio production. Do I recommend school for audio production? That's for another episode. But I had a professor, and I agreed with him a lot on this. He said, "What is the most important piece of gear in a studio?" Like within the control room, right? In the front room, right? Front of house. What is the most important piece of gear? And we're like, the microphone, the computer, the software, the hard drive. I don't know. We just kept guessing. And he's like, no, it's the monitors. What's the point of recording or mixing music if you can't hear it right? Now, there's a lot of my personal opinion wrapped up into this, which is everybody hears things differently. And monitors don't matter that much. What monitors you use don't matter that much as long as you know what they sound like. But I agree with my my professor, Jeff Carter. We have a podcast together. It's called The Business of Recording Music, where I interview him basically and talk about his experience recording. But he says monitoring is the most important. Again, for the sole purpose of what is the point of recording and mixing if you can't even hear the music? I agree with that. I love that. Monitoring is very important. Pick your monitors wisely. Go to a store that sells different monitors and listen to different monitors. Sometimes you might think that these monitors sound great, and then once you've had them for a year or so, you realize, wow, my mixes aren't turning out as cool as they used to. Or they might be turning out better, you know, hopefully. Or they might just be turning out different, not worse or better, you know, they're just different. I don't know. Who cares? You know, people are, you know, people listen to music differently. It doesn't really matter as long as the vibe's right. I currently, am using an old pair of JBLs. I forgot the model number and I will never remember. 4328s or something like that. Where the one with the little meters in front of them, they're old. They don't even make them anymore. I've had them for years. They're really mid-scooped and bright, and I just love them. I used to have a pair of Event 2030s, which is the discontinued three-way monitor from Event. Those sounded totally different, so I had to. I just recently sold it. sold the events because I just like the way the JBL sound more. I like that mid-scoop, really bright sound, personally. And, yeah, and I have a subwoofer as well because I can, and it sounds awesome. And if you're doing hip-hop, you should get a sub unless you live in an apartment or a house with family. Like, if you have your own soundproof studio, get a subwoofer. It is dope, and it can only add to your sound and to the monitoring. Okay, so now that we've talked about monitoring, I want to get into some other stuff. Is gear important? My general blanket answer is yes, but the most important part about gear is that you're conscious and aware of the gear that you use. Do I think that every single cable needs to be gold-plated Mogami? And do I need to think that all of your gear needs to be analog to sound great? No, absolutely not. I also don't think that you should just like pick random cables off the floor and plug them in. I mean, cables change the sound, and so do small things. Like, you should at least be conscious of what you're using. If you're using the cheapest cables possible, at least know that that's what you did and that's affecting the sound. It doesn't really matter what cables you're using or what you're using. Just know that everything has an effect on the sound. There's a podcast that I like to listen to. It's called The Mastering Show, and it's dope. He talks a lot about analog versus digital. I do recommend them. I recommend that episode. It's within the first 10 episodes, I believe. Ian Shepherd, shout out to you and The Mastering Show. I recommend listening to that episode, like, all the way through. It's like 30 or 40 minutes for that episode. But he gets really nerdy about like the different things about analog versus digital. I personally don't believe in analog. And here's the reason why. Analog sounds great. It is technically inferior to digital because digital does not add noise and analog typically does. Well, digital typically doesn't add noise. It's pretty flat. And analog typically does. And any changes to a waveform is technically distortion. Now, that being said, there's good distortion. And a lot of music has that great distortion that just, like, widens, makes a mix fat and thick and juicy. But I will say that, technically speaking, analog gear is inferior. People still prefer that sound, but it's technically inferior, especially compared to the potential of digital. Also, if people are coming to your studio because you have specific gear, that's like a huge red flag. No artist, very, very few artists should have the right to pick a studio specifically because of gear. Like, that's a huge red flag. Nobody has ever come into a studio and been like, I came to you for that Elam 251 that you have. Like, they came because you have a specific sound or a specific vibe that you have with all of your music in your portfolio, not because of gear. And if they do come for gear, that's the client that's going to tell you to use this just for the sake of using it. And like, hey, why aren't you using this? Hey, I use these plugins and I use this outboard gear. And why didn't you use this? Like, my other studio used this. Like, nobody wants to deal with that crap. Yeah. So do I think that analog gear sounds great? Yes. Do I think it has great return on investment ROI? No, I do not think it has good ROI at all. And especially if you're trying to make a living out of doing music and not doing this as a hobby, if you're doing this as a hobby, not really trying to make music, where all the music money you make just goes back into the studio, or you're putting money from your day job into the studio, like, yeah, go ahead and buy gear. Sure. But if you're trying to make a living out of this, oh my goodness, like, it's not about the gear. The gear has really bad ROI. But you know what has great ROI? Your website. Oh, yeah. You know what else has really great ROI? Your monitors. Hey, look at that. Okay. I think that monitoring is important, sure. You know what else? Hard drives and software for backing up your hard drives. You know what else has great ROI? Like, Instagram or social media in general, and like CRM software that helps you keep track of your clients. This is the stuff that really makes you money and is more important than your sweet analog gear, right? Sure. Again, it has a vibe. You should like it. You should love it. If you should invest into it if you really believe it, that it's important for you. This is my personal opinion. There are other tools that make you more money and help you do business better than gear, than analog gear. I will also say that some gear is very important. I think that you should spend money on your monitors, as I've already said. I think that you should spend money on diversifying your tools. Now, I'm not saying you should get 7 different types of auto-tune. I'm saying if you don't have an auto-tune or some sort of a vocal tuning plugin, then that's a tool that you can do different things with. Like, you weren't able to tune vocals before. Now you can. That's like a new service that you can provide. That's a great investment. Maybe you have a really sweet EQ plugin, but it doesn't do something that another EQ plugin does that you find very useful. Like, I just bought a plugin called Golfos. I don't know. I forgot the name of the company. I apologize. It's a plugin where it analyzes the EQ spectrum and it makes really fast changes automatically. Basically, it's like a better Greg Wells Mixcentric that changes instead of like a general blanket EQ changes. Like the EQ changes are constantly changing without any clicks or pops. It's dope. You should look into it. There's a free trial. But these tools will help you do different things. You don't need 20 different types of compressors. Like, compressors really do one thing. Like, let's be honest. Like, sure, the Fairchild sounds different from the Verimu, and the UAD 1176 sounds different from the Waves 1176. Sure. But in the end, will your client notice? I mean, think about that. Will they be, oh, it's not right, and then you change it to the other 1176, and they're like, wow, that's exactly right. No. And if they do, again, that's a red flag. That's totally wrong. You're thinking about everything wrong. What we do is literally not about equipment. And people kind of get lost in this, and like, I have a lot of strong feelings about this. Like, it's really not about the gear. It's not about the equipment, and dare I say, it's not about technicalities, like the technical aspects of mixing. That's not why we do what we do. Again, it always comes back to, what is the emotions of a song, and how is that being portrayed? And does this new piece of gear have the opportunity to change or enhance emotions in a different way from what you have already? And you might be able to justify any sort of gear purchase with that, and that might be the reason why you just bought a Neve console. Or an API, the whatever, right? Whatever it is. I personally wouldn't invest in that stuff. But that's why I pay people who did. I think that Leslie Brathwaite, who I went to go see at Mix with the Master, said something awesome. He's like, why do people get caught up about owning stuff? That doesn't really matter. You can just like rent it out or pay someone who already owns it. You don't have to get caught up in owning it. I just think that's so funny. Now, I do believe that owning gear is great because then you can sell it, whatever. It's kind of an investment. But at the same time, he's got a big point. Like, you know, if you don't have the gear, you can spend less money to just hire someone else to do it. And then not on top of having a better product, you can make more friends. Wow, that's a double whammy. The cost alone might be good to become friends with the guy that's doing other services. You know, that might be the reason. You know how much money I've made from people that I met because I gave them projects and they ended up giving me projects? Yeah, no, that's real. That is totally real. And that's a good investment. Let's quickly talk about DAWs. It doesn't matter what you use. Okay, now let's talk about production tools a little bit. It doesn't matter what you use. Okay, let's talk about plugins really fast. It doesn't matter what you use. Hey, can you guess what I'm going to say about Windows versus Mac? Oh, yeah, that's right. It doesn't matter what you use. Well, okay, so I'm going to kind of backtrack a little bit. Maybe the DAW that you use does matter. Not because DAWs sound different. If the DAW company is marketing and saying, we sound different, I don't think anybody does that because that's not true. And if your friend is telling you that, that's also not true. Each DAW is a different tool and has a different workflow, and that's about it. Doesn't sound better. Nothing, no audio changes, okay? The only reason why some DAWs might be better for you is if you are sending and receiving sessions constantly. For example, I personally use Pro Tools. I think Pro Tools is awesome for editing and awesome for mixing. I think that it looks ugly as crap. I think Pro Tools really needs to get on the game of looks. Like every other DAW, you can customize the colors. Why does Pro Tools look like it was made in Windows 98? Like, it's so dang ugly, okay? Avid, if you're listening to this, I don't care what you do in the next update. Just make it look pretty, gosh dang it. Or even just make it, like, give it a dark mode or something. Why are these buttons all blocky? The freak, and this gray is like the same color of my grandpa's hair. Like, I don't want to remember that. Oh, I don't want to think of that. Oh, so gross. All you Pro Tools users should relate because it's so ugly and we should all petition to make it prettier, right? Like Studio One just had a... Even Cubase. I remember using Cubase and it looked just as ugly as Pro Tools. If you look at Cubase now, it's way pretty. Like, it's a good DAW, all right? Sorry, I got on a tangent. But I will say, again, like, if you're receiving sessions, like, if the recording, as a mixing engineer, you might have a go-to recording engineer, or you might have go-to recording engineers, where they just, you're their go-to mixing engineer, right? Different engineers, and or producers, or whatever, right? And they have tools. They might have different tools, partially because that's kind of the start of the recording process, so they're pretty flexible with the tools that they use because they can start in whatever DAW because nothing has already been made and they're not transferring files, right? But if most of the people that you're working with is using Pro Tools, that's a good reason to use Pro Tools. That just saves a lot of time and hassle on their parts. And if other people are using other DAWs, maybe that might be a reason why you use the other DAW as well. Don't pick a DAW based on the looks because nobody would pick Pro Tools if it was based on looks. But also, don't pick a DAW because people told you that it sounds different. Like, you should get the trial version. There's some free version of every single DAW out there, and just try them out if you're starting out. Or if you're familiar with one, there's really no reason to switch. I mean, unless Pro Tools sometimes has a lot of, like, lag problems or, like, a lot of issues where the audio stops among... Like, they're getting better, but, like, I really like Studio One, to be honest. I think Studio One is great, and if I wasn't working with other people kind of at an industry standard level, I would probably use Studio One. It's dope. That being said, like, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I'm not really going to talk about recording music because I don't do that anymore, but I do have opinions on it. I'm not going to share them, though, because this is a mixing podcast. I will say that, okay, microphones sometimes do matter. more importantly, being conscious with your decisions, like knowing that you should listen to a microphone before you buy it. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.